It's the 27th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The busway is celebrating its 10th anniversary in operation. The route, used by three bus companies, connects the 8 miles between Luton and Dunstable along an old railway line. 20 million passengers have used the service since its opening in 2013. However, not everyone is a fan. There have been three fatalities along the line, the latest occurring last March. Emma Whitting, the senior coroner investigating one of the deaths, said that there are clear and evident design flaws with the busway. Still, Javed Hussein, a councillor for Luton's Beech Hill ward, is a big proponent, calling it a sustainable option and the best thing we ever did. A pilot who crashed a small plane into a tree on Dunstable's Isle of Wight Lane was assisted out of the aircraft by Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service earlier this week. The aviator managed to escape the wreckage without injury. The Harper Trust has awarded over £1,100,000 to more than 40 different community groups across Bedford Borough since summer 22. The Trust Community Programmes Director Lucy Bardner said, "Our grants provide essential funding to a variety of diverse groups in the borough, which focus on education, recreation and support for people facing hardship. The Charitable Trust, founded by Sir William Harper, has supported various Bedford organisations and individuals for 455 years. Mark O'Brien from Slipend completed his world record attempt for the longest swim with motor neurone disease, a condition that attacks the brain and nerves. Mr. O'Brien was diagnosed last March, and while his efforts need to be verified, the 54-year-old still managed to raise funds for the research-focused MND Association. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.